You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio.
And we are back.
Well, we sure had a lot to talk about.
What's that?
I said we sure had a lot of stuff to talk about today.
We do. We have a lot to talk about. We do have Joseph coming on at 1:45. I forgot that we needed to just kind of get him to do his thing a little bit earlier, and he actually wants to talk about, oh, and it's Alexander Wood, by the way.
Yes, I
thank
saw
you
that. Yes.
Boy Alex for for doing that.
He said Wood,
and of course Boy Alex remembers it's Alexander Wood. Anyways, we're gonna have Joseph at 1:45, so in about we'll do a commercial 1:45. He'll call in during the commercial as usual, and then oh, yeah. So we were talking about if we're going to burn Christians. No, that wasn't it. Well, that was the article. I have posted it in the chat room. Well, I'm going to repost it.
Talking about Christian, there was an article that Boyniel said this afternoon, actually. The Pope, the Catholic Church is going to
considering
doing fundraisers for, because in the past 10 years they've had to do all these payouts on all these sexual harassment cases and so forth. Well, you know what? Tough fucking shit.
Well, it's actually what they're going to do. I was raised Catholic, is they will actually have special collections. And they have it for a need, so they go to the parishioners and say, okay, you're supposed to give this money. And they actually tell you what you're supposed to give. They send you a little letter, and it says, we rate you should be giving us $3,000 this year.
Oh,
and then
boy.
They give, the Catholic Church is really devilish about it. Because then, at the end of the year, they publish a book which shows what every individual gave in the church to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I pictured that right from the time I was a little kid. I said, you know what? If I give money, I don't want anybody to know. That's none of their effing business.
Well,
I got in trouble for that.
Well, we used to get...
Well, no, because they're going to shame you into giving more. That's
right,
why.
That's why they do it. But the bottom line is, this would be the special... They do this for missions all the time. They would have a special collection on a Sunday for the pedophiles, basically.
Well, we used to have envelopes that
you
ordered
yep.
with the three compartments.
Yeah, that's what we're talking
one
about.
One came to the church from your area. The other one was for the diocese, the surrounding.
That's what I'm
and then the
about.
Other one was for the special.
But this
is
all kept track of and then reported to everybody in the whole community could get one of these.
That's just bizarre.
Yeah. And God, and you know, people looked at you when you'd put your envelope in. You know?
I remember my dad couldn't wait. We would be having to look it up on the way home. Now look up what the Jeskos gave. Oh, they gave 4,000. What did we give? We gave 42. Good, we beat those bastards. What did so-and-so give? They gave 5? Damn, I'm going to give more next year. I mean, that's exactly what
they're doing.
Keep up
for.
With the Joneses. And I used to the hypocrisy in that from a very weak age.
Okay, hypocrisy is kind of the next thing that we're going to talk about. I just dropped it in the chat room for everybody to see. Now, there's from CNN, of course. I have such a problem with this. Arkansas to allow concealed guns in churches.
Yeah, isn't that
what
something?
Do we think about that? The Arkansas House of Representatives have overwhelmingly passed a measure that would allow concealed guns to be carried into churches and houses of worship.
That's asking for fucking trouble if I've never seen it.
Like, really? Really, they kick the fucking moneylenders out of the temples, but they're going to let the killers in. What the fuck?
Especially in Arkansas. Oh, I drove to Florida once. I stopped in Arkansas in the middle of the night to get a coffee.
So,
what a mistake that was.
So, do you think...
Nee, 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 nee.
Oh, man. So, the bill was originally sponsored by Republican State Senator Brian King from Green Forest, a rural town in northern Arkansas. The interview with CNN, he called churches, quote, soft targets that deserve to be able to protect themselves. Quote, in the previous law, people with a concealed carry license could not carry in church. No carry was allowed, said King. Now this just allows each church to make their own individual decision. So that they're not saying that all churches have to abide by this. They can.
They're just saying they should have the, if they want to carry a concealed weapon, they can.
So don't you think now, you know what? We don't want them breaking in there, stealing all the gold that they're going to use to pay off all the child molesters' families. But don't you think that if you show the gun, it's more of a deterrent than hiding it somewhere?
Well,
where's the deterrent in that?
I thought how crazy it was, too. Last night, in fact, it's funny this came up when I was volunteering for Gay Bingo, is you saw a bunch, you always, you were there, you saw the shirts there from First Student. They had first student.
Yes, yes, I do recall that.
Those are local bus drivers, school bus drivers.
Okay.
That just, they volunteer. There's a couple of them that are gays and lesbians. And yeah. They got together and they have a group that volunteers and helps us out every month at Gay Bingo. So I jokingly said, I said, you know, we were talking about all this. Why hasn't some of the politicians brought up, you know, we hear them bringing up that all the teachers and all in the states, that every teacher and every principal should be trained and equipped with concealed guns. They should all be carrying guns in school. I said, when are they going to say, now we had a bus driver that was shot. Remember, a kid was kidnapped?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How come you guys are campaigning for all bus drivers and bus aides to have guns? And they all laughed and said, quite honestly, we'd probably shoot half the students.
Wow, that is so not cool.
Well, you think, did you ride a school bus, either one of you?
Yes. I got my tongue stuck to the window once.
I shot a few times. I was pretty bad on the school bus.
Wow.
That was a play.
I remember, I think it was about four or five. I had two really bad school bus experiences because we lived out in the middle of nowhere.
So did I.
And my sisters
back seat.
Said, yes, you told me about the back seat.
Yeah.
My sister said, no, your tongue won't stick to that window.
No, you believed it?
So
which sister did this?
I think it was Ivy. And Ivy? I didn't do just the tip of my tongue. I did like flat as much as my tongue on the window
so
as I
could.
So
you are a window licker, sir.
They actually just grabbed my head and pulled it off the window. I couldn't. I bled.
How did they take you home?
No. They didn't want to get into trouble, so they made me.
Oh, Ivy? Because, yeah, you'd have.
Oh, all my sisters, they all band together.
Ivy, holy man. Ivy told me.
Oh, yeah.
My name
is Nenuin. It was bad.
Ivy told me.
So let's go back to the whole thing about. Do what is more of a deterrent, a concealed weapon or a weapon that's worn on the hip, or I don't know if it's a big shotgun?
What they mean by concealed weapon is one on the hip. They just mean in a holster. They don't mean conceal it, like put it in. It's a holster. That's all they're meaning. A concealed weapon in the States, when they use that term, it just means it's in a holster.
Then why don't they just call it wearing a weapon?
Because they call it a concealed weapon. I don't know why. What they mean is, you're not allowed to have.
Okay, I'm gonna I'm gonna see something here.
Okay.
It says refers to the practice of carrying a handgun or other weapon in public in a concealed manner, either on one's person or close proximity. Not all weapons that blah 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 blah. It doesn't exactly say that though.
Well, some of them do conceal. They're saying it is okay to have it in your pocket or in your. Front of your pants.
Yes, please put it in the front of your pants pocket. Do it, because you don't need to have more kids, you fuckers.
You can own land in Texas. Those Texans do that all the time, sir. They shoot their cocks off. You know that. You always hear about
some on purpose.
Some just use that as an excuse because they really don't have one.
All right, so.
Forced sex change.
Wow.
I blew my load. Yeah, you fucking did.
Now, so in a church to protect, like, I don't know.
I don't get that.
I have a little bit of problem with that. I truly do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's give Westboro Baptist Church the right to carry guns. So that's all.
Well, they have the right to bear arms. That's part of your constitution, is it not?
Yes, it is.
So they could. They're just. But too stupid. They haven't figured it out yet.
Well, they just actually try to get everyone else to kill us. That's all.
Oh, right. And
they pray that not God is going to kill us.
Yeah, they're not doing too bad with that so far. Eh?
No, it's not working too good for them.
No, I know. They got some issues.
I think God's not quite listening to them right now.
Oh, he's listening.
Yeah, he's his ass off. He's got a special place in heaven for them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we haven't. I don't want to get into another heavy topic. So we only got a couple more minutes here. So, is that a gun in your pants or? Yeah. So, Boyneal, you've got a new. We got your website up and running. www.blacklinecreations.com, and it features some of your stuff. Now, I was on Facebook. Somebody put on there. Put on your furniture. Was that your kid?
Yes, it was.
Actually. That's funny.
It is funny. I says it's going on there.
Yeah, that's great. Now. Did that you have, fun. You made that kitchen table at your house, right? You should
yes,
get some
I
pictures
did.
Of that so we can put that up.
Yes.
Right?
And also the rack I made in my house, too.
Yes, that one with all the lights
prep
and stuff.
Yeah,
that should be awesome.
Prep
boy, Alex, well,
and
if those crazy fuckers carry guns in their own church, it may be a good thing. No, they need to carry bombs in their own church. Just do them all at once.
I've also got a microwave oven hole. I should do the one here, too, but I made a microwave shelf for Katie
yeah, because
as well.
Did
and you did ours, too.
I did yours as well.
Because, I mean, for sure. Oh, look, Boy Neil, he just posted it.
How come you can see it and I can't?
Because it takes a second for it to kick in. If you're inactive for a long time, then it takes a little while to grab into the chat room. We have a lot of people in the chat room tonight. We have a ton of listeners. We're doing really good again. I think, though, we're going to go on a break. We're going to bring Joseph in. He's going to probably, we're going to start him off with talking about the charity at his work. And then whatever time left after that fact, when we talk about that, we'll go ahead and we'll let him tell us what's going on about Toronto. But right now, we're going to go on a break. You are listening to the House of MNSM.com. She ain't real. She ain't